One of the presentations to Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association members last week in Naples included a good agricultural overview of Cuba by University of Florida professor Bill Messina, who first and foremost emphasizes the university's role is one of research and as analysts, not as advocates. But presenting the straight facts about Cuba's ag industry, Messina says even with the recent push to open diplomatic relations with the island nation, it will take some time before that movement may turn into a more open trade situation.
It's going to be a while, I think, before trade and commercial relations are open. I think, like I said, the resumption of diplomatic relations is a first step down what's going to be a long road. It will bring potential competitive challenges because Cuba produces so many of the same products that we do here in the United States in the same season as we do here in Florida in particular.
The university's Messina says, too, there are several legitimate concerns for Florida when it comes to considering opening up of agricultural trade with Cuba.
Invasive pests and species is a legitimate concern. Subsidized exports from Cuba to the United States and a post-embargo environment is another legitimate concern.
But Messina adds there are other considerations Florida growers and ag industry need to keep in mind, too, like how fundamental might the changes be to the ag sector if and when that time comes.
There are people in Europe, people in Latin America, growers elsewhere in the United States that are looking at Cuba as a potential place to invest at some point down the road. NAFTA fundamentally altered the competitive structure of the winter fresh vegetable industry, and it did so to the benefit largely of growers in Mexico and firms and brokers in California and Arizona, for the most part, some in Florida, but mostly California and Arizona. Resumption of trade with Cuba could once again fundamentally alter the competitive structure of the winter fresh vegetable industry. The question is, who's going to be the beneficiary? Cuban farmers, potentially, but who are going to be the actors in the United States that help make that happen? I think that's a huge question.
Find more from our interview about Cuban agriculture with University of Florida's Bill Messina at southeastagnet.com. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper.